a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Reverend Mercy Hobbs of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And our pages of the day leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag are Max Kennedy from Delmont and William Wiseman from Elk Point.
Let us pray. Wakan Tanka, our Heavenly Father, you are the fountain of all wisdom, whose will is good and compassionate and whose law is truth. Guide and bless those who are assembled in the Senate today that they may enact laws that will please you. Give them the courage of wisdom so that they might be instruments of your peace, sowing love where there is hatred, pardon where there is injury, union in place of discord, faith instead of doubt, hope not despair. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with new life today. We, your humble people, ask you as we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, I'll call the roll, please.
Senators Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frerichs, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Heverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Northrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Struckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 34th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the South Dakota Senate, and those who are listening, you're welcomed as well. Thank you for visiting, and on behalf of Senator Brown, we'd like to welcome the Gettysburg High School government class and Keith Scott, their instructor. Would you please stand and let us recognize you? Thank you for being here. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration the nomination of General Timothy A. Reich and recommends confirmation of said appointment. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 140, 149, 178, and 196 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 68, 76, 130, 132, 146, and 202 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10 a.m. March 9, 2011. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that Senate Bill 156 was lost on second reading and final passage. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that Senate Bill 188 was lost on second reading and final passage. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that Senate Bill 185 was tabled. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bills 386, 152, 190, and 200, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bill 140, 149, 178, and 196, which have passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1208 and has appointed Representatives Gosch, Northrup, and Fargin as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on to motions and resolutions, especially for the students. What's happening at this stage in our session? Is there some? Yeah.
back there. They're leaving?
Yeah, somebody.
Okay.
What's happening now is mayhem. You can hear it. But what we're doing is we're taking up Senate bills that were passed over to the House. The House has made changes, and the senators need to decide whether or not they accept those changes or not. And so you hear motions on in that regard. If they accept them, then we would vote on them as final action. Obviously, if they don't, then we would appoint a conference committee for the first time, and that's part of the process we're in our last days. Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Teason moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 33.
Second. Comments on that motion, Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 33 came from the Attorney General and through the Judiciary Committee ultimately was passed unanimously by this body. It was regarding the program to authorize testing of interlock devices. In the House, as far as I can tell, in committee, they determined it was necessary to replace an and with an or. And then on the floor, they determined that it was necessary to replace the or with an and. The result, as far as I can tell, is that we're exactly back to where we started. Nonetheless, the committee and the Attorney General have both reviewed this. It's inconsequential. We ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Again, this is final action on Senate Bill 33. Those in favor of Senator Teason's motion that the Senate do concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 33 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It does require a two-thirds majority vote for passage. The Secretary will now please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Furix.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos. Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Valley. Senator Buell. Senator Buell. Senator Buell. Senator Garnos. Garnos. Senator Garnos. Senator Hunhoff. Hunhoff. Senator Hunhoff. Senator Valley. Valley. Senator Valley. Mr. President, we have 31 ayes, 4 excused.
Senator Teason's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 33, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed.
Senator Teason moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 35.
Comments, Senator Teason.
Thank you again, Mr. President. Senate Bill 35 is another Attorney General bill. This is the one that had to do with taking nude photographs without permission, criminalize that conduct. This bill was unanimously passed by this body as well as the Judiciary Committee. In the House added the word disseminating to the illegal behavior. I believe that's an appropriate addition. The Attorney General, who is the author of the original bill, agrees, and so we would ask for your concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Teason's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 35. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein. Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley. Mr. President, we have 32 ayes and 3 excused.
Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 35, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in.
Senator Nelson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 44.
Comments, Senator Nelson. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I ask that you do concur with the House version that has come back over to us in the amendments of Senate Bill 44. Senate Bill 44 was very simply a bill from the Department of Revenue. It's an insurance bill. It takes care of some language in insurance applications, which asks for the person being insured to judge their own insurability. What the intent of the bill originally and as amended does is to simply take that responsibility away from the person filling out the insurance. The amendments coming over from the House were simply some clarification on behalf of the insurance industry, and I do would appreciate your concurrence. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Nelson's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 44. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Alstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman. Holeen. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Rave. Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley. Senator Hunstead.
Aye.
Senator Rampelberg.
Aye.
Senator Valley. Valley. Senator Valley. Mr. President, we have 32 ayes, 3 excused.
Thank you. Senator Nelson's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 44, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed as the amendments are concurred in.
Senator Rave moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 133.
Comments on that motion? Good morning, Senator Rave. Good morning, Senator Heineman, who is not Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask the body to concur with Senate Bill 133. It's the identical language on Senate Bill 186 that we passed out of this chamber on a vote of 25-8. It, again, is part of the governor's recommended budget by which sparsity would be cut by 10%, and the schools that do qualify for the sparsity formula now would be receiving the dollars on a pro-rata basis. So I'd ask you to concur. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Rave's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 133. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
No.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
No.
Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
No.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley. Senator Bradford.
No.
Senator Valley. Valley. Senator Valley. Mr. President, we have 26 ayes, 6 nays, 3 excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Rabe's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 133, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in.
Senator Cutler moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 173.
Good morning, Senator Cutler. Well, is there a second? I'm sorry. Comments? Thank you, Senator Cutler. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, and good morning, members of the body. The House's lone contribution to this bill is simply to delete a comma, so I'd ask you to do concur with the change in Senate Bill 173. Thank you.
For the government students here today, this is called controversy. Question before the Senate is Senator Cutler's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 173. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please, call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos. Senator Garnos. Gray. Hansen. Haverly. Heineman. Holeen. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston. Kraus. Krebs. Lederman. Maher. Nelson. Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Okay. Senator Hunhoff. Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Senator Buell?
Aye.
Where are you? Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Senator Cutler's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 173, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in.
Senator Cutler moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 176.
Thank you. Comments on that motion? Senator Cutler.
Thank you once again, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, the House's contribution to Senate Bill 176 was a bit more substantive than the last bill in which they simply deleted the comma. In this bill, they deleted Section 4, which would have allowed prosecutors to prosecute cases of sex trafficking where the victim was less than 16 without having first proved fraud or coercion. With that, I will ask you to do concur. It's more important that this law goes on the books. We can come back next year and try to explain what that means to the House members. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Cutler's motion that the Senate do concur and House amendments to Senate Bill 176. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein. Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Thank you. Senator Cutler's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 176, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the amendments are concurred in.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 191.
Yep. Comments? Senator Brown, good morning, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you recall, Senate Bill 191 was a bill that was originally designed to eliminate the sales tax food refund program. As a Senate body, we decided to instead keep the program here but try to make it more efficient. When the bill got over to the House, there were a couple of little changes that they needed to make. They had to add a phrase that allowed for an annual enrollment period, which was one of our intents. That wasn't in the draft that we passed. And then they also needed to add a provision to allow that appropriation not to revert at the end of the year, which was the way the program had previously been structured. So with that, I would urge the body to concur in the changes that the House made.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 191. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Alcyon?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
No.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furix?
No.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave? Rave?
Aye.
Good. Roden? Shuckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have a... Let's see. Mr. President, we have 31 ayes, 4 nays.
Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 191, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in. Consideration reports of conference committee.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the conference committee on Senate Bill 96, as found on page 651 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a substitute motion.
State your motion, sir.
Substitute motion is do not concur and do not reappoint.
Is there a second? Comments, Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this is a bill that we've tried on, and when I say we, I think I mean the legislators and various groups and bodies and lobbyists, and lots of folks have worked on this. As far as I can tell, each committee and each body has amended this bill. This is a bill that has to do with the fees for a register of deeds. And I think most agree that some review or reassessment of the fees and the fee structure is appropriate. But I think, at least in my opinion, that I'm not sure that we've arrived at the right decision on this issue. The problem is that we have large players on both sides. We have large counties that do a great volume of business and obviously can do it very efficiently. And we have small counties that do a small volume of business and have trouble paying the bills with the fees that they get. On the other side, we have John Q. Citizen that brings in a document, and it doesn't matter so terribly much whether he pays $20 or he or she pays $20 or $25. But when we have entities, for example, water districts or some entities that do thousands of documents of business with the Register of Deeds, there is a difference between $20 and $25. And so this is more complicated than it looks. I give credit to all of those that have tried to fix this and consider all these issues as we've gone along. I don't think it's any discredit to them, but this is an area where there are a lot of balls in the air, and I'm not confident, and I believe that applies to others as well, not confident that we've arrived at the right solution. I think the best thing to do here, a reminder, it has been 14 years since there's been an adjustment to registered deeds fees, indicating maybe there's an appropriate time to relook at that. But I suggest that we wait till the 15th year and dedicate ourselves to trying to do this in a little bit more comprehensive way and maybe coming up with the right solution. So I'd ask you to support the substitute motion and give this a chance to come back in a different form next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Maher would have precedence, sir. Thank you. Senator Maher.
When we started this process, this was originally a bill that I carried, and I'm just going to ask you to resist this motion. I think this was probably one of the longest conference committees. We went through like three different meetings, and I probably go down the record books, one of the busiest conference committees ever. And I think we have reached a good compromise, and I think we have done our work, and we've done our homework. So I'd ask you to resist this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the substitute motion, Senator Rafe, Senator Valley. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I'd urge caution here. I want you to, as my good friend, the Senator Teason, said, it has been 14 years. But the second thing you need to remember is these are the documents we rely on when we are purchasing land, seeing who owns what land, seeing what happened to it. All those documents are at a register of deeds. Some of those have not kept pace with the technology, and we got to make sure that we don't have problems in the future. And I think they have, as has been stated, we've got some counties that are in the hole. They're significantly in the hole in trying to keep up with their document registration. So I think they've come up with a good compromise. The folks that actually have more volume have decided, you know, we will share that with the counties that don't have the volume and don't have the money to keep up with the technology. So I would urge you to resist this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Rave.
President. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, as I testified in committee, I reserved the right to hold my vote as a yes or no until I came to the floor. And Senator Teason and I don't stand up necessarily as a proponent or an opponent of the motions on the floor, but maybe just give you a little background again that Senator Teason brought up many good points. There are lots of moving parts in a bill that was extensively hoghoused from the very beginning or from where it started. That being said, I do think the concept of the bill addresses the problem of the smaller, the 40 counties that are in the hole not being made whole. As Senator Valley pointed out appropriately, the bigger counties did step up and say, yes, we will put it into some kind of formula that helps get some of that money back out to the smaller counties that aren't made whole. That being said, they're very well. In 5 days, I learned more about the Register of Deeds office than, frankly, I ever wanted to know. And I do think that there are some concepts in here that possibly could use some tweaking over the summer. And with that, I'd just give you a little background before you vote. Thanks.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. And sure do appreciate the dialogue that we've been having so far. And I do thank the good senator from Baltic for his leadership in that conference committee where we did meet various times. But I think the concept still exists in this legislation, and that's why I urge you to vote no on this substitute motion. The concept is there that they want to shift more towards a technology fund with this with the Register of Deeds, and that ought to be a concept that we should applaud. And in order to move towards that effort, we should defeat the substitute motion and support the committee's recommendations. Sure, if there's more adjustments that need to be made next year, those can be done, but it still keeps us on the right track to encourage this technology fund. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, this is again a substitute motion and would be final action. The question before the Senate is Senator Thiessen's substitute motion that the Senate not adopt the report on the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 96 and not appoint. Those in favor of that substitute motion will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bigalka?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
No.
Frisley?
No.
Garnos?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff? Excuse me, ma'am, I couldn't hear. No. Johnston?
No.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
No.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
No.
Northrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
No.
Shuckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Tiedemann? Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
No.
Senator Bradford? Bradford? Senator Bradford? Senator Nygaard? Nygaard?
No.
Mr. President, we have 17 ayes, 17 nays, one excused. How does the President vote?
Aye. Geez, I'm worn out by voting. Somebody give me a towel, will you? Thanks, man. Senator Thiessen's motion to not adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 96 and not appoint, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The President announces that Senator Garnas, Olson, and Frerichs as a committee on three on the part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to adjust differences between the two houses on House Bill 1208. The House committee is comprised of Gosch, Northrup, and Fargin. Your President Pro Tem has announced again the members from the Senate are Garnas, Olson, and Frerichs, 1208. Senator Sutton.
Here you go. Personal privilege. Mr.
Granted. Granted, sir.
I just wanted to touch on your vote there. They say the older you get, the more tired you get from working. So just be careful.
Thank you. Thank you for that sage advice. That's good. Request, are we going to revert to order of business six, reports to select committee.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1248 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that House Bill 1248 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 7 of the Senate engrossed bill, delete underline December 31st, 2012 and insert underline July 1st, 2013. Respectfully submitted, Russ Olson, Senate Committee Chair, David Lust, House Committee Chair. Senator Olson moves it when the Senate that the Senate do now recess until 2 p.m.
All those in favor of recess until 2 p.m. signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Senate Republicans will caucus at 1:30 and right now.
Another curveball. Further announcements. We are in recess. Thank you. We'll reconvene. And on behalf of the Capital Club, I'd like you to know that there are cookies and fruit for you out here, and we really thank the Capital Club. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 33, 35, 44, 133, 173, 176, and 191, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, in which the House has concurred. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1003 and 1044. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege?
Granted, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, well, I hope you'll indulge me, you know, since it is so late in the Senate and in the session, and we know how our nerves get a little frayed, I thought it might help lighten the air if we did a little trivia game. As I go back to my hotel room every night all by myself, I watch the History Channel.
Aww. Aww. Mrs. Roden, do you hear that? All by himself.
So I thought it'd be fun to lighten the mood by playing a little game of At This Time in History. So I would like, with your indulgence and participation, to ask questions on certain dates in history. And if you have an answer, just raise your hand and I'll call on you. Okay? We all in? Okay, we'll start out on, in this day in history, on 1959. Senator Sutton.
An 11-inch tall blonde bombshell named Barbie made her debut, changing lives forever.
Hey, great answer. Okay, here we go. Question number two. On this day in history, in the year 1862. Oh, Senator Haverly.
Give me the microphone. I'm going to take you back. Do you remember this game show? First, I got to do this. I know Roden doesn't know anything what I'm saying right here. You were there. Does anybody remember that show?
I do.
Okay. Little naval trivia, Mr. President. I did this just for you. It was on this day in 1862 when the modern naval warfare was born. Two ironclads known as the Union's Monitor and the Confederate's Virginia locked in battle for over 3 hours, only to end in a draw, eventually limping home bruised and battered, but not broken. Thus ending the long history of wooden mast ships. I should add, Mr. President, that this battle at times is not dissimilar to the legislature and the executive branch ending up together at the end.
Thank you. Good answer. Although I'd hoped we wouldn't have to yield time to get these answers in. Next question. On this day in history in 1778... Senator Ray, you just happen to have an answer.
I happen to. It's not highlighted or anything. Mr. President, Connecticut became the fifth state to join the Union on this day in history.
Good answer.
Who knew? Well, I think people did, but yes.
Next question. On this day in the year of our Lord, 1863, Senator Slackaway.
Thank you, Senator Roden. Mr. President, I am a Civil War history buff, and something tells me you know a little about that time period. You maybe weren't born yet, but almost. And on this date in 1863, General Ulysses S. Grant was appointed General...
Real history buff. Yeah. That's what...
And my mom's an English teacher, too. Yeah. General Ulysses S. Grant was appointed Commander-in-Chief of the Union Forces.
Whoa.
Learn great a little answer. Something every day.
Whoa, great answer. Next question. On this day in history, in the year 1964, Senator Olson.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mr. or Senator Roden. I happen to know that. Actually, there's two things. It was 6 years before I was born, and the first Ford Mustang rolled off the assembly line.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They should have quit when they were ahead. Okay, one last final question. Remember, get your hand in the air if you know the answer. On this day in history, in the year 1960, Mr. President, you had your hand in the air?
Yeah, I guess.
And the answer is, the most significant thing that took place on this day in history in 1960 was...
Right here in Pierce, South Dakota, a doctor spanked my rear.
Yay! Right answer! Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you. That was great.
Now, we're not done yet. I believe I've been told that the lobbyists have organized their famous choir to serenade you, Mr. President. Not quite finished, Mr.
Just for
President.
That, I'd like to let them know I wouldn't veto anything of theirs.
One more thing, Mr. President. The Senate pages.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Good afternoon.
As the pages, we would like to wish you a happy birthday, and we got you a little something. We have been getting your beverage of choice for, 3 weeks between all of us now. And so we'd like to give you a lasting supply for a little while.
Thank you so much, all of you. Thank you.
We even had a picture of Yoda there because I was doing the Yoda voice earlier for him. Thank you so much. That's very touching. And thank you, Mom. I know you're listening.
That's great. That's fabulous. Thank you so much. It's a privilege being with you again. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Rabe moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 3.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion? Senator Rabe.
Mr. President, thank you. Senate Bill 3 has definitely run the circuit. And if I can get my little computer to pop up here. After all the work from the summer study dealing with the state seal, they found in statute, we currently, for quite some time, had it in statute, that the state seal was under the resided under the Bureau of Administration. So all we did was overstrike where it said Bureau of Administration and put in its place Secretary of State. It really doesn't change, it doesn't change anything from the way it's currently been in statute, except now that it is truly in statute under the Secretary of State. Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that you do concur and see if we can move this thing along. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Rave's motion that the Senate do concur in the amendments to House amendments to Senate Bill 3. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alcine?
No.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Frerichs? Frerichs? Senator Frerichs? Okay. Senator Adelstein votes aye.
Whoa. Is that before or after the seizure?
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
Jeez. Senator Rave's motion that the Senate do concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 3, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed, and the amendments are concurred in.
Senator Peters moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 86.
Mr. President, motion. That helps. Senator Maher.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Good afternoon, sir.
This bill was changed a little bit along the way. It was actually Senator Peters' bill, but what happened is when we passed a Senate bill, I can't remember the number, 57 out of here, it was dealing with the unemployment insurance contribution rate and dropping that down by 2% and giving some tax relief to our Main Street employers across the state based on what their experience ratio and all these other ratios and stuff were. We failed to correct a date in there, and so the governor in turn then is going to veto that bill. We come through, picked up a new bill, gutted it, ran this legislation through with the corrected dates in it, and this is where we're at today. So I ask you for your continued support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Peters' motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 86. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Requires two-thirds majority vote due to the emergency clause. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs? Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos? Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Frerichs. Frerichs. Senator Frerichs. Senator Garnos. Garnos. Senator Garnos. Senator Olson. Olson. Senator Olson. Mr. President, we have 32 ayes, 3 excused.
Senator Peters' motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 86, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the amendments are concurred in.
Senator Roden moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 152.
Comments on that motion? Good afternoon again, and thank you, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a privilege to bring to you the motion to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 152, but I would like to take the opportunity just to make a couple brief comments. First of all, I want to express my gratitude to Governor Dugard. As we've worked this bill through the process, even at times when it was contrary to the governor's bill, we were never faced with an adversarial type situation between me and the governor's office. And quite the contrary, Governor Dugard was very good about providing all the input and the expertise through the Bureau of Finance and Management that I needed to put these numbers together. It was a good demonstration to me just how complex the formula is as far as putting the numbers together and all the moving parts that are contained within the formula. And I was
I was very pleased and very grateful to the people that provided literally hundreds of hours of work in putting the numbers together and the different amendments that came forward, the different ideas. And I think it speaks highly of the process that we go through, because the product that we see today was the culmination of hundreds of different moving parts and several different bills. Obviously, we had Senate House Bill 1110 that played a key role in providing the funding that we removed from Senate Bill 152 in the House, but ended up with a final product that resulted in reducing the 10% cut to education to a 6.6% cut. Understanding that that's still a significant cut in the K-12 funding, I've been encouraged by the number of educators that have talked to me and said, we can survive 6.6, and we can find efficiencies, and we will work to find those efficiencies. That's the kind of attitude that we need in these times to move the state forward. And so it was a great privilege for me to be able to bring Senate Bill 152 and receive input from all of you and the process, the committee hearings, the floor debates. And so it's, again, ladies and gentlemen, with pleasure that I urge you to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 152. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Roden's motion that the Senate do concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 152. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
No.
Bradford? Brown?
Pass.
Buell?
No.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs? Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos? Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
No.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Frerichs? Frerichs? Senator Frerichs? Senator Garnos? Garnos? Senator Garnos? Senator Olson? Olson? Senator Olson? Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. President? We have 29 ayes, 3 nays, and 3 excused.
Senator Roden's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 152, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred in.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 190.
Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you recall, Senate Bill 190 is the effort that readjusts our current year's fiscal budget. You know, when we leave here at the end of March, sometimes we get halfway through the year and it's clear that there need to be some changes. Senate Bill 190 passed out of here just fine. There were a couple of changes that deal with the Medicaid program at the last minute here that needed to be made, and those were the amendments that were put on by the House. I would strongly encourage the body to support those changes and concur with the amendments made in the House.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 190. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown? Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs? Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos? Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson, Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Furix? Furix? Senator Furix? Senator Garnos? Garnos? Senator Garnos? Senator Olson? Olson? Senator Olson? Senator Rodin? Okay. Mr. President, we have 32 ayes and 3 excused.
And a double pass. Senator Brown's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 190, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. And the amendments are concurred in.
Senator Garnos moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 200.
Is there a second? Senator Gray.
If we could just be at ease for just a few moments. They were in conference committee. They're coming back down right now. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be at ease, and I'll take the opportunity now then to sign a number of bills here. I have a blue pen there. Yeah, so let's all mill around smartly. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the 24/7 sobriety program, easy for me to say, to authorize the collection of certain fees and to authorize the use of ignition interlock devices, and that's Senate Bill 33. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the crime of taking or disseminating pictures without consent and to provide for a felony penalty under certain circumstances. That's Senate Bill 35. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding representation and warranties in insurance and annuity applications. Senate Bill 44. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to distribution of funds to sparse schools. Senate Bill 133. President is signing an act to allow specific details of alleged sex crimes against minors be suppressed under certain conditions. That's Senate Bill 173. President signing an act to provide for the crime of human trafficking to establish the elements and degrees of the crime and to provide penalties for the violation thereof. Senate Bill 176. President signing an act to revise certain provisions providing for the sales tax on food refund program, Senate Bill 191. President signing an act to provide for access critical nursing facilities to ensure access to health care within a reasonable distance, that's Senate Bill 140. President signing an act to establish policies for youth athletes with concussions resulting from participation in youth athletic activities, at Senate Bill 149. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the rights and duties of joint legal guardians, Senate Bill 178. President signing an act to modify the ethanol production incentive payment to create the Ethanol Infrastructure Incentive Fund to appropriate money to encourage the use of ethanol and to make transfers into the Ethanol Infrastructure Incentive Fund and the Revolving Economic Development Initiative Fund, that's Senate Bill 196. President signing an act to revise the look-back period for the enhancement of penalties for multiple assaults in violation of the protection orders. That's House Bill 1067. President signing an act to address comprehensively the liability relationship between a trespasser and a person with a possessory interest in land. That's House Bill 1087. President signing an act to revise the minimum wage law for certain seasonal employees and declare an emergency, House Bill 1148. President signing an act to require persons convicted of crimes involving domestic violence to support domestic violence programs, House Bill 1154. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning alcoholic beverage licenses issued at the county fairgrounds. House Bill 1174. President is signing an act to increase the bonding limit for the four technical schools. That's House Bill 1228. President is signing an act to provide for the sale of certain surplus real estate to appropriate the proceeds to the Revolving Economic Development Initiative Fund and to revise certain provisions relating to the sale of certain surplus property. That's House Bill 1231. President signing an act to provide for the sale of certain surplus real estate, to provide for the deposit of the proceeds, and to revise certain provisions relating to the sale of certain surplus property, and that's House Bill 1232. President signing an act to repeal the requirement for certain reports to be made to the Board of Economic Development, that's House Bill 1234. President signing an act to exempt certain sales of non-temperature controlled baked goods from certain licensing requirements. That's House Bill 1240. And the President signing an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state. House Bill 1244.
Mr. President, the ladies in the Senate chamber would like to thank the gentlemen in the Senate chamber for the flowers. We've meant to say it all week, and it's just been busy, 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 but we really appreciate it, and thank you very much. Senator Nelson would like you to remember that there's fruit and goodies in the lobby back here if you want to take a little snack before we start again.
Okay, thank you for your patience. Senator Garnos now has moved that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 200, and that was seconded. Comments? Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. I would ask the body to concur. We had this bill up once upon a time in here. It was the governor's bill, and what it simply did was remove the general fund caps. We supported it 27-8. What the House did add was an emergency clause to this. Therefore, we would need two-thirds. But again, I think it provides for the flexibility, uniformity, fairness, and local control. So hopefully we can support this. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Garner's motion that the Senate do concur at House amendments to Senate Bill 200. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll. I'm sorry, it requires two-thirds majority vote because of the emergency clause. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Fagalka?
No.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson? Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Pass.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Oh, okay. Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Nygaard?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, 2 nays.
Senator Garner's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 200 Having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed as the amendments are concurred in. Conference Committee report, please. Thank you.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1248, as found in the Journal of the 35th Legislative Day of the Senate, be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Olson.
Mr. President.
Senator Niger.
I know I look shorter than I normally am. But Senator. Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the body. The Conference Committee on House Bill 1248 met this morning on the subject of extending the sunset of the 0.5% increase in gross receipts tax imposed on visitor-related businesses. An amendment was offered that would delete December 31st, 2012, and insert July 1st, 2013, keeping this a half-cent tax until 2013. And with that, I would ask you to support this amendment and this decision of the committee to concur. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. Substitute motion?
State your substitute motion.
My substitute motion is do not concur and to reappoint.
Comments on that motion? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think a lot's been decided. What's been decided is we started out the history of this. I'll back you up. 2 years ago, the legislature imposed an additional half-cent tourism tax. And I remember the vote. I believe it passed by one or two votes. It was a very tight vote. And the way it was, one of the deciding factors for at least a couple of the members of the body was that it was going to be sunsetted. What I don't think the body understood, and I know I did not understand, is once you pass a tax, to pass a tax in South Dakota, it takes a two-thirds vote of the House and a two-thirds vote of the Senate. And the reason we do that is to provide protection to the taxpayers. I don't think the body, like I said, I did not understand, but I do now, that you've got to be really careful with a sunsetted tax, because once you do that, you move it from a two-thirds vote to a 50% vote the second time around. And that's where we are today. So here's what's been decided by the legislature, I believe, is that we're going to have an additional half-cent tourism tax. I think the only thing that we've got to decide, and if you support my amendment, you will support me in this, is do we want a 50% vote on this when it comes back? We could send it back to committee and ask them to modify it in such a way that we've got a two-thirds vote to extend it permanently or temporarily or whatever the next plan is. But I suspect in 2 years, a year or two, there will be an attempt to make this permanent, and it would be my position that that vote should be a two-thirds vote and not a 50% vote. And the only way we can get that two-thirds vote in the future is to send it back to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the substitute motion? Senator Nygaard would have precedence. Thank you. Senator
Thank you, Nygaard. Mr. President. Well, I urge you to resist this substitute motion. This passed out of conference committee on a 4-2 vote. It would extend this, continue this tax for the next 2 years instead of 1 year, as the prior amendment that had been added to the bill here in the Senate would do. We're at a time when it's very unsure what our economy is going to be doing in the next year. That's why I think it's important that we leave this for the subsequent legislature down the road to make that decision. I think we need this to foster economic development. That economic development is not just in the Black Hills. It's all across South Dakota, and that fuels our general fund with revenues. Those revenues are needed for education and providers, and I think this is an important tax, so I urge you to resist this substitute amendment.
Senator Haverly, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I appreciate my good friend Senator Nordstrom for bringing this amendment forward. As you know, I actually supported this amendment the first time through when the Senate had it. And I'm not necessarily taking a change of heart at this point. I am telling
you, the body, that I have changed my mind, not in respect of what Senator Nordstrom wants to do, but more so that this is the end of the process. I don't know what we have to gain by going down this path. I want to remind the body that when this bill first started, it was to eliminate the sunset altogether. And I would not stand here and tell you that I'd be for that, because I would not be. The whole purpose behind this bill when it came on was for a tourism tax. In fact, I can honestly tell you, palms up, that I did not support the tax when it first came. It was only due to the fact that we were under some stressful times economically that we passed this bill through this body and probably the House to help support agencies in state government that were going to be canceled. And I mentioned this the first time through the Archaeological Society, which would have cost the state many more. I can probably honestly say millions of dollars in the work that they do for road construction projects and everything else. Having said that, I think it's time that we let this go ahead and support this, because we have found common ground as a body. That common ground is the fact that the sunset was put back on, and it's just time to move forward with this and get this done. With the greatest respect to Senator Nordstrom, because I actually agree with him on this, and I hate to stand up and talk against it. So I would ask you to oppose the substitute amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I rise to oppose the amendment as well. I think everybody knows that I'm from District 30, and that's tourism is as important there as ag is in the eastern part of the state. I felt for years, as a banker who's been financing a lot of these smaller businesses, that they needed to have some help on a kind of a co-op basis to promote South Dakota. And I felt that that whole effort has been underfunded for many, many years. And when we passed this half cent years ago, and I followed this in the paper, Senator Haverly points it out well. There were some things that were added to make it palatable, if you will. But I really believe that we have a process that works. The funding has proven itself. We have a group of businesses that continue to provide jobs and continue to be taxpayers within the communities across the state. And it's because of, in many ways, this co-op program that you took a chance on a number of years ago, and it's proven itself. But here's the issue, in my opinion. I understand, Senator Nordstrom, and with all due respect, we have a two-thirds compared to 50%. But in my opinion, the thing we should do is renew this thing for the two-year period that it initially started out in, and defeat this particular amendment, because I don't think it's in the best interest of the state to do that. Thank you.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Not to reiterate what Senators Rampelberg and Haverly have already said, plus the rhetoric that we had 2 weeks ago and even 2 years ago when this was originally passed. My fear is that if we send this back to conference committee and do not concur, there's a very, very good chance that the House, being the House, may not concur and not appoint, at which point this bill dies. And if that were to happen, the sunset is this year, and I don't think any of us, particularly the appropriators or the budget people, want to see that happen. So please resist the substitute motion, and let's pass it through at June 30 or July 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Nordstrom speaks a second time?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunstad, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator from Aberdeen. We spent quite a little time together in Cracker Barrels and so forth, sit next to each other. And one of the comments that you made at the beginning was that the two-thirds is important, and as we agreed to do it because it protects the people. I want to remind you, though, that on Article 11 of our Constitution, Section 14, says a vote is required to impose or increase a tax. And in this case, we're going to be, if law continues as it is on the books, this tax will go away. And if we pass this bill, there'll be a tax increase. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't mind passing this if we have two-thirds vote. I would see it reasonable for us to have two-thirds vote. It is a tax increase. We're not going to fool anybody in the state of South Dakota, and no one in here thinks any different than that. I would certainly strongly recommend that we go along with the motion that's on the floor. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Nordstrom speaks a second time? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. The question was raised, what would happen if we sent this back to the conference committee? This bill came out of the House 64-3. So I don't think there's much danger that the House is going to not work with us to move this forward. Today we were recognizing history, and I learned a little bit of history, and I'll share that with you, and that is and it's already been decided, we're going to extend the sunset, but it's just a history note, this is the first time in the history of South Dakota that we've ever extended a tax that was sunsetted. So we're participating in a historical event, but that's not the debate today. The value of the tax is not the debate today. The only thing that by my substitute motion is going to be debated is, do we want a 2/3 vote when we get another bite at the apple, or do we want a 50% or majority vote to continue the tax or to extend it permanently? And with that, I would recommend that you support me in my amendments so that we can get this to a 2/3 vote the next time we have a bite at the apple. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Nordstrom's motion that as a substitute motion that Senate do not adopt. The conference committee report on 1248 is found in Senate Journal, and a new committee be reappointed. So it's do not adopt and reappoint is the motion. Those in favor of Nordstrom's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion failed. We're back to the original motion. Further remarks, Senator Nygaard? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Nygaard speaks a second time? Senator Nygaard.
I have no further remarks.
Okay. The question before the Senate is Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on HB 1248 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption signify by, will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. This requires a majority vote. The Secretary will please call the roll. State your point.
I would challenge the presiding officer's decision on the majority vote.
State your clarification then. Thank you, sir. And for the benefit of the Senate, and thank you, Senator Frerichs, the appeal of the presiding officer, Senator Frerichs, did indicate to me that he was going to do that, and it's very appreciated. My ruling is based on a majority ruling that the rate is not being increased. Reasonable minds can certainly differ. The House rule, it was a majority as well, so that you know that. His point of order, if supported by a majority, would overrule my majority ruling. So if you follow by standing, if a majority stands to support his point of order, that it requires 2/3. Those in favor of Senator Frerichs' point of order, please stand. He is not supported. Thank you, sir. Please proceed.
Senator Adelstein, do you want to go?
I thank you, ma'am. It's Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on 1248 be adopted. So thank you, ma'am.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
No.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
No.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
No.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckowave?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
No.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 27 ayes, 8 nays.
Senator Olson's motion that the report of the Conference Committee on HB 1248 be adopted, having received a majority as well as a two-thirds more amount of vote. Is so adopted. Thank you all.
Senator Olson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 10th, the 36th legislative day.
Right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
The Senate members would like to invite you for a piece of cake back in the President's lobby when you're done here.
Oh, great.
Close today.
Thank you, ma'am. Any announcements? Senator Gray.
There will be an executive board meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m.
E-board at 2 p.m. Thank you. Senator Brown.
Members of the Senate, the Appropriations Committee, the Joint Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow to take up amendments for the general bill. 8 o'clock tomorrow for amendments to the general bill.
8 p.m. 8 a.m. Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll be showing the movie Iranium at noon tomorrow on room 413 while our appropriators work diligently.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Olson, did you have any?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will meet tomorrow at noon, room 423.
Thank you.
And we're caucusing immediately. Again.
This day in history. Okay, Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.